Palestinian militants have detonated a bomb targeting an Israeli army patrol near the Gaza border. That's according to the Israeli military. Now, it's the first serious incident after Israel ended its three-week assault on Gaza 9 days ago. Meanwhile, in southern Gaza, merchants are rebuilding a network of tunnels to Egypt, as RT's Paula Sleer reports.
This is the livelihood of southern Gaza, the marketplace in Rafah called Shuk al-Nejma. Here you can buy everything from food and diesel to clothes and even microwaves. All goods here have been brought in from Egypt, just not through the usual channels of customs control and border checks. Mefla earns about $100 a day selling heaters, but it's not enough to warm the stomachs of all those who depend on him.
These goods come to us from the tunnels because all the border crossings are closed. We have to keep working to survive, so when they close the crossings, the only choice we have is to bring in goods from the underground tunnels. If they destroy the tunnels, we will die because then we will have nothing.
This is where Mefla's heaters come from, an underground world that connects Egypt and Gaza. Through this labyrinth of tunnels, entire supermarkets travel underground to fill the shops above. In the last 3 years since Hamas came to power, about 12,000 tunnels sprung up. They fill the gap in a market that can no longer rely on an international community that says it will have nothing to do with Gaza for as long as Hamas is in power. But Israel says many of these tunnels are used to smuggle weapons into Gaza. It claims it destroyed as many as 1,000 during its recent offensive. But 10 days on, and many of the tunnels have already been rebuilt. Nadar says in less than a week, this 350-meter tunnel will be working again.
The Israelis attacked a lot of tunnels here in Rafah, but they missed quite a few, and so some are still working. Those that are not, we're fixing fast. Like this tunnel, we've rebuilt it, and within a week we'll start bringing in stuff again from Egypt.
No one here will admit to smuggling in weapons.
We use this tunnel to bring in diesel and fuel, not weapons. The Israelis destroyed about 50% of this tunnel in their attacks, but we've rebuilt it. They attacked our generator.
But while the work continues, there's a sense of urgency in the air. No one here quite believes the Israelis won't strike again soon.
The Egyptian guards have told people here that Israel is about to send warplanes to bomb the tunnels. But here, 20 meters underground, it hasn't stopped people tunneling their way through to Egypt.
Israel says it's secured an arrangement with the United States and Egypt to prevent the smuggling of arms into Gaza. But by the time it's put into place, this underground world could very well be thriving again. Paula Sleer, RT, Rafah.